From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California Governor Jerry Brown is pleading with state lawmakers to approve an extension of the state's cap-and-trade program, telling them it's the vote of their lives. But reporter Sally Schilling explains today's vote to extend the program isn't exactly on the public's minds.
I did a quick survey of people in Sacramento to see what they knew about the program that limits companies' greenhouse gas emissions.
Is that for the health insurance?
Something offsetting green credits, carbon credits.
Capitalization and trading?
So it has to do with greenhouse gas emissions.
Oh, wow.
And putting a cap on what companies can emit.
And is that bad or good? Because we only want good, like, you know, greenhouses, right?
It's a cap on pollutants. I believe you can trade if you use too much in your industry. There's a cap on it, and then you can trade whatever you have extra.
I would venture that there aren't five people in here who can give us a lecture on cap and trade.
Okay, that last speaker was Governor Jerry Brown, speaking at a recent Senate hearing. The current cap and trade program took effect in 2012 and will expire in 2020. At the Capitol, I'm Sally Schilling.
Cap and trade is a complicated program, but state government reporter Ben Bradford has a quick way to understand the concepts.
Take cigarettes. You can tax them and the state gets money. You can make places non-smoking. But what if you just put a limit on the total number of cigarettes allowed in California? Smokers decide what they're willing to pay the state. If the price gets too high, they smoke less or even quit, maybe sell their extra cigarettes to other smokers. Well, that's cap and trade. But instead of cigarettes, it's greenhouse gas emissions. The state allows less emissions each year, a cap, and companies trade for the right to release them.
Lawmakers are expected to vote today on whether to extend the program through 2030. You can find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.